This audio is brought to you by MuslimCentral.com.
وَلَقَدْ آتَيْنَا دَاوُودَ وَسُلَيْمَانَ عِلْمًا وَقَالَ الْحَمْدُ لِلَّهِ الَّذِي فَضَّلَنَا عَلَى كَثِيرٍ مِّنْ عِبَادِهِ الْمُؤْمِنِينَ.
أعوذ بالله من الشيطان الرجيم. بسم الله الرحمن الرحيم. ومكروا مكرا ومكرنا مكرا وهم لا يشعرون. فانظر كيف كان عاقبة مكرهم أنا دمرناهم وقومهم أجمعين. صدق الله العظيم. Yes, we concluded on the note where these evil, wicked, nasty individuals had embarked on their wicked mission with the evil motive to assassinate a Nabi. Can you imagine how evil an individual has to be to plan and plot and orchestrate the killing and the assassination of a prophet?
وَقَالَ الَّذِينَ كَفَرُوا لِرُسُلِهِمْ لَنُخْرِجَنَّكُمْ مِنْ أَرْضِنَا أَوْ لَتَعُودُنَّ فِي مِلَّتِنَا فَأَوْحَى إِلَيْهِمْ رَبُّهُمْ لَنُهْلِكَنَّ الظَّالِمِينَ.
So Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala said, the disbelievers said to their prophets respectively in the different time, era and age, we will expel you, لَنُخْرِجَنَّكُمْ مِنْ أَرْضِنَا أَوْ لَتَعُودُنَّ فِي مِلَّتِنَا. We will expel you, we will banish you, we will ostracize you, we will drive you out of our land. فَأَوْحَى إِلَيْهِمْ رَبُّهُمْ لَنُهْلِكَنَّ الظَّالِمِينَ. But in the end, Allah drove them out. They were evicted and they were wiped out, just not from the land, but from the face of the earth. So let's see what happens here. Verse 50. مَكَرُوا مَكْرًا. So this is madi. They had plotted. مَكْرًا مَفْعُولُ مُطْلَق, which comes for ta'kid. They had their plan in place, like firm. You know, in Surah An-Nun, in Surah Al-Qalam, when those brothers who inherited the orchard from their father, and again it was in Sana'a in Yemen, as we're speaking about Bilqis. This is geographical location as explored by the experts on the exegesis of the Qur'an. And وَلَا يَسْتَثْنُونَ وَلَا يَسْتَثْنُونَ. They said, we're getting up in the morning, we're going to harvest the crop, and we're going to do this, and the poor won't get anything. And they made no exceptions. Like, we're on top of this plan. You know, what happens if this happened? No, they had no ifs and buts. They had no considerations of anything to happen otherwise. They were so certain and convinced. I'm going to do this, I'll show you. Sometimes your overconfidence in life can be very expensive. I'm the one to decide who will get the job, and the next best thing is you looking for a job. I will decide on the proposal, and the next best thing, you looking for the proposal. Don't ever be certain on anything. Allah has absolute knowledge. Allah has absolute. Humans in every endeavor, oh Allah, you guide it. Oh Allah, you put goodness in it. Oh Allah, you bless it. You think your job is secured. You think the trip is secured. You think the deal is secured. No, nobody's going to outbuy me. I'll put the highest bid on the auction. So, like, you know what? I'm the key player. I'm the main person. No. Nothing. Allah is absolute. Yeah, they're plotting evil, and they feel that they're in control over it. Makaru makran. They plotted their plot. O makarna makra. And we had our plot and scheme and plan in place. وَهُمْ لَا يَشْعُرُونَ. Verse 50. And they were clueless. They were unaware. They were oblivious. They had no idea regarding our plan. So they come, according to the narration of Durr Manthur, as they approach and they come. And subhanAllah, look at this. Allah gives grace and respite till the last moment. Like, till the last moment. So yeah, I'm having a flash, right? Sayyidina Musa alayhi salam strikes the water, and then the water opens up, and Bani Israel cross, and Musa alayhi salam crosses, and Musa alayhi salam and his people cross over. Allah, by his wisdom, doesn't cause the water to close upon them before Pharaoh enters the water. No, Allah allows him to get into the water. So he gets into the water. Pharaoh and his army are pursuing Musa alayhi salam, and they get in. In fact, narration suggests Pharaoh was kind of halfway through, and so, you know, outwardly it would look like, you know what, it's happening for them as well. In fact, Sheikh Abul Hasan Ali Nadwi in Qasas, where he writes, you know, the typical body language of Pharaoh would be when he's seen the water splitting, he would say, انظروا إلى البحر كيف انفلق طوعا لأمري انظروا إلى البحر كيف انفلق طوعا لأمري حتى أخذ هؤلاء الفارين. Just look at the water. Even the water knows that I've made my presence. So even the water is moving up and changing direction so that I can intercept these people. That was the kind of arrogance. And Allah gives grace till that last moment. So Pharaoh gets in. With him, his army gets in. And they cross in swiftly. And they're in confidence. Look at that. I mean, who said this is a miracle to Moses? It's for us as well. We enjoy the same privileges and perks. And then when they got in the dead center, and the last person of the army of Pharaoh was inside, then how do I translate as the Quran says, فَغَشِيَهُمْ مِنَ الْيَمِّ مَا غَشِيَهُمْ. And did the water then envelope them? And did, you know, say, and did he learn a lesson of life? And did he learn a, oh my word, what a lesson of life. Goodness. And did the water envelope him and the manner in which it enveloped him? حَتَّى إِذَا أَدْرَكَهُ الْغَرَقُ قَالَ آمَنْتُ أَنَّهُ لَا إِلَهَ إِلَّا الَّذِي آمَنَتْ بِهِ بَنُو إِسْرَائِيلِ وَأَنَا مِنَ الْمُسْلِمِينَ. Until when drowning overpowered him, he said, La ilaha, I bring iman on Allah, the Lord of Musa, and I'm from amongst the believers. But it was said to him, Al-an, you've missed the boat. You've missed the train. Too late. Al-an, waqad asayt, you arrogant person. Too late. So they come, these nine people, plotting the assassination of Salih alayhi salam. Allah is aware of their plan. They are unaware of the plan of Allah. They come to the house. Allah allows that to occur. Let's make a distinction here. There's a distinction and there's a difference between allowance and approval. An examiner allows a student to write the incorrect answer. He doesn't approve it. In an oral examination, you question a student, he answers the incorrect answer, you're not going to tell him anything about it. It would be foolish and naive of him to say, oh, well, my teacher didn't rebuke me, so I think my answer was right. I was walking and the examiner passed by me and he seen what I was writing and said, oh, okay, you're writing, good luck. Oh, okay, good luck, all the best. So I assume my answer is right. No, it's an examination. I'm not going to tell you what is right and wrong. When I examine the paper and then I mark the paper, that's the time you will realize and discover what was correct and what was incorrect. In this world, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala disapproves of disbelief. It is wrong. Wallahu la yarda li'ibadihi al-kufr. Allah is not pleased. Allah does not accept disbelief. But yes, Allah allows it to happen. Allah disapproves and dislikes and despises oppression and tyranny. But it's a world, things occur. So there's a difference between allowance and approval. There's a difference between allowance and approval. So they come right up to the house of Salih alayhi salatu wassalam. And they are confident, we're in control, we're going to do this here. According to the narration of Durr Manthur, as they come close, Allah causes a boulder to roll on them and crush them from nowhere. Like, you know, they didn't plan or assume. You know, you say it's a freak accident. It's a freak accident. Freak accident is like, oh, so strange. Never thought of the lorry or the truck was parked there. And suddenly, you know, the handbrakes just failed. And the lorry just came rolling. And oops, there was an accident. And there was a casualty and a life was lost. Now, who do you hold responsible because it was parked correctly or whatever had happened? I'm just giving a freak accident, a freak. A boulder falls and that's the end of them. Inna kafaynaka al-mustahzi'een. In the concluding verses of Surah Al-Hijr, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala said, and we had sufficed for you against those who were blasphemous against you. In Madarik al-Tanzil, the name of these five disbelievers are mentioned. One suffered a boil under his armpit, which became fatal and claimed his life. The other one was walking and he stumbled over something and it became fatal and he claimed his life. A third one vomited something and that became fatal. You know, like completely freak, and that was the end of it. Makaru makran, they plotted. Makarna makra, we had our plan in place. Wahum la yash'urun. And they had no idea. They had no idea. فَانْظُرْ كَيْفَ كَانَ عَاقِبَةُ مَكْرِهِمْ. So look, reflect, pause, ponder, and introspect. What was the outcome? فَانْظُرْ كَيْفَ كَانَ عَاقِبَةُ مَكْرِهِمْ. What was the outcome of their plan? It destroyed them. وَلَا يَحِيقُ الْمَكْرُ السَّيِّئُ إِلَّا بِأَهْلِهِ. The one who plots an evil, it envelopes the plotter himself. The Arabic proverb is, مَنْ حَفَرَ بِئْرًا لِأَخِيهِ عَسَىٰ أَنْ يَقَعَ فِيهِ. The one who digs a hole for his brother, the chances are he'll fall in it first. Yes. The one who digs a hole, remember that my brother and remember that my sister. Don't put a thorn in someone's path. Don't put a glass in someone's path. Don't let someone stumble. Islam teaches us that we must remove obstacles from a path. Imatatul adha anit tariq. Sahaba was sitting. Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam said, don't sit on the pathway. So they said, ma lana buddun. O Nabi of Allah, we do sit here and we just, you know, have some casual discussions. He said, fa in abaytum illa tariq. If you are insisting to sit in this way here, then make sure you discharge the obligations of the pathway. La ilaha illallah. Did you hear that, my brother? Did you get that, my sister? The richness of our deen. Discharge the obligations of the road. What is it? Ghaddul basar, lower your gaze. Kafful adha, move an obstacle from the road. Raddus salam, initiate a greeting and respond to a greeting. There are rights to the pathway. So Islam teaches us to move an obstacle from the path. How would it be correct then for us to become an obstacle? وَلَا يَحِيقُ الْمَكْرُ السَّيِّئُ إِلَّا بِأَهْلِهِ. The one who plots evil, it will come back. It might not happen immediately. You tried to deny someone a job. You tried to deny someone a good proposal. You tried to put a blockage for someone. One is something that is merited and it's structured and you're saving someone because you know the person has a history. No, listen, don't do dealings with him. I've burnt my fingers. That's separate. That's important. That's transparency. And that doesn't fall under the chapter of ghibah. The ulama have written this here. But one is you've just been nasty and malicious and obnoxious. فَانْظُرْ كَيْفَ كَانَ عَاقِبَةُ مَكْرِهِمْ أَنَّا دَمَّرْنَاهُمْ. We destroyed them. وَقَوْمَهُمْ أَجْمَعِينَ. And his entire nation. So these nine individuals were gripped by the boulder. And the remaining part of the nation were destroyed by وَأَخَذَ الَّذِينَ ظَلَمُوا الصَّيْحَةُ فَأَصْبَحُوا فِي دِيَارِهِمْ جَاثِمِينَ. They were gripped by two forms of torment, the Quran speaks. One is فَأَخَذَتْهُمُ الرَّجْفَةُ. A quake, a tremor. That shook the land in which they were, and a scream and a cry, an awful cry from an angel, which was so loud and intense that their hearts burst. So it was they were struck on both sides. You're driving, it's raining buckets, right? It's hailing, and then there's a major accident on the road. Now, can you imagine the delay? There's a major accident and there's rain. Either of the two would be adequate to create a delay. And when it's both, what would happen? So there's a tremor, there's an earthquake, and then there's this awful cry and loud cry and scream, which results in the sound is so loud that it just bursts their hearts and they all pass on. أَنَّا دَمَّرْنَاهُمْ وَقَوْمَهُمْ أَجْمَعِينَ. Salih alayhi salatu was salam then passes by as he leaves from there, according to Jalalain, that those that were rescued with him, the believers, were 4,000. Wahum arba'atu alaf. According to Jalalain, that Salih alayhi salam and his believers comprised of 4,000. So as he's leaving, he then looks at his people and he says, Nasahtu lakum walakin la tuhibbuna an-nasihin. Oh, my people, he's looking, he's walking past, he's looking at the corpse and saying, you know, but I advised you, but you refuse to accept advice. You refuse to accept advice. Allah speaks about Shu'aib alayhi salam. الَّذِينَ كَذَّبُوا شُعَيْبًا كَأَنْ لَمْ يَغْنَوْ فِيهَا الَّذِينَ كَذَّبُوا شُعَيْبًا كَانُوهُمُ الْخَاسِرِينَ فَتَوَلَّى عَنْهُمْ وَقَالَ يَا قَوْمِ لَقَدْ أَبْلَغْتُكُمْ رِسَالَاتِ رَبِّي وَنَصَحْتُ لَكُمْ فَكَيْفَ أَسَى عَلَى قَوْمٍ كَافِرِينَ. After his nation was destroyed, he passed by the body and the corpse and he said, oh, but I advised you. How do I lament the fate of people who refuse to believe? You know, sometimes you're telling your son something, he doesn't listen, and then there's consequences. He hurt himself badly. He's now lying on the hospital bed. He's unconscious. And you're sitting there and you are tearing over his pain. You are gently passing your hand over. And then you are talking to him and said, but I told you, my love. I told you, my son. I warned you so much. And remember, a father's affection is so much. Nabi alayhi salatu was salam, Qalib Badr. Badr is actually the name of a well. Badr is the name of a well, right? The bodies of the disbelievers were dropped into the well. And then Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam came to them and said, oh, so and so. Oh, so and so. So now are you convinced what I told you? Did you realize I was speaking the truth? هَلْ وَجَدْتُمْ مَا وَعَدَ رَبُّكُمْ حَقًّا And the Sahaba said, oh, Nabi of Allah, are they understanding what you're saying? Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam said, by Allah, they are listening more than you. The only thing is they cannot reply, right? سِمَاعُ الْمَوْتَى is the whole academic discussion where the dead can hear, etc. أَنَّا دَمَّرْنَاهُمْ وَقَوْمَهُمْ أَجْمَعِينَ So they were destroyed by the boulder, the rest of the nation, as I explained, by the tremor, and of course, the awful cry. فَتِلْكَ بُيُوتُهُمْ خَاوِيَةً بِمَا ظَلَمُوا إِنَّ فِي ذَلِكَ لَآيَةً لِقَوْمٍ يَعْلَمُونَ Yeah, their homes and their dwellings and their ruins just lie. فَتِلْكَ بُيُوتُهُمْ خَاوِيَةً Because of their wrongdoing and the evil. إِنَّ فِي ذَلِكَ لَآيَةً In that there is a sign. لِقَوْمٍ يَعْلَمُونَ قُدْرَتَنَا As mentioned in Jalalain. For people who know, understand and comprehend our might, our power and our authority. So we give grace, we give respite. And then when we seize and we strike, then there is no escaping from the grip of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. وَأَنْجَيْنَا الَّذِينَ آمَنُوا وَكَانُوا يَتَّقُونَ And of course, we gave deliverance to the believers and those who brought iman. And as I mentioned, there were 4,000 in number. وَكَانُوا يَتَّقُونَ Now, the ruins of Thamud was on the travel journey of the people of Makkah. When they used to travel from Makkah and they used to go to Syria, which was the economic hub, they used to pass by these dwellings and these locations. And hence the hadith of Bukhari, the Prophet sallallahu alayhi wasallam said, إِذَا دَخَلْتُمْ مَسَاكِنَ When you pass by the dwellings of people who have oppressed themselves, then do so in a manner that you are crying. لا تدخلوا مساكن الذين لا تدخلوا مساكن الذين ظلموا أنفسهم إلا أن تكونوا باكين. Don't enter the dwellings and the homes and the locations and cities of people who disobeyed Allah and Allah destroyed them, but that you tear. حذرا من أن يصيبكم. Least you are struck by that which struck them. And Allah had alerted them that this is on your journey. Daily, وَإِنَّكُمْ لَتَمُرُّونَ عَلَيْهِمْ مُصْبِحِينَ وَبِاللَّيْلِ Oh, you the people of Makkah, don't be proud and arrogant. Look at those before you who were proud and arrogant. We wiped them out. Sometimes in our own neighborhood, you've seen a person who thought he had so much, then he just went down, then his life went, then his whole estate was wiped out. Then it was a complete change of people moving into that place. You've seen a whole like an era turn. He was here. It was a house of glory, prosperity, glamour. Everything would happen. There would be like a fleet of cars here. There would be a helipad here, chopper landing, ministers come. Wow, wow. And next best thing, there was a hearse there. كُلُّ دَارٍ وَإِنْ طَالَتْ سَلَامَتُهَا يَوْمًا سَتُدْرِكُهَا النَّكْبَاءُ Every home, regardless of how prolonged its prosperity is, one day sadness will grip it and seize it. إِنَّ فِي ذَلِكَ لَآيَةً A believer is one who looks around and heeds the warning. As-sa'idu man wu'idha bighayrihi. Blessed indeed is he who takes a cue and a life lesson from the happenings of others.